Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Good evening, ladies, or should I say women, little women, as you're often referred. I hope that's not a derogatory term to say little women as it refers to you and your story.
Only slightly. Only yes? Slightly derogatory.
I mean, I don't find anybody here in particularly short.
No.
So,
No,
perhaps
all,
me.
We're all of
pretty average height besides Meg.
Oh.
Besides Meg.
Poor
Meg.
Very short.
Meg, catch up. Come on. Well, very exciting. Your story will be told through opera. Coming up with Pittsburgh Opera. We're all very excited about that. What do you feel that telling your story through music lends to that story?
I think, well, Beth is the musician in the family.
Oh, yes?
I mean, I dabble in playing it, the piano, but, you know, it's...
She is fantastic. She's being far too modest.
She's awesome. She is. She's never separated from that.
Modesty
thing.
Is a virtue. Is that a saying? I don't even know. It sounds like something that would
sounds
be said
like
around...
Sounds like something Little Women
like
would
more time. Yeah,
yes.
Just,
she's
yeah.
our
not
own
a
Fanny Mendelssohn. She's our own Fanny Mendelssohn.
She
That's
is.
True.
Indeed.
She's very talented on the piano, but music has always been a part of the March
well,
sister's
I,
life.
I tell you what, you know, here on The View today, or as my friend Barbara Walters likes to say, The Voo, let's go around and introduce ourselves. Beth, let's start with you.
Okay. I'm Beth. I'm Beth March.
Go on,
dear. What an exciting life you must lead.
Yeah.
She's our little bird. Our little love.
I get a little shy.
You she know what? Take a sip of this. You'll be just
oh,
fine.
Sure.
Well, there's
please.
Plenty more where that came from.
Oh, I'll try.
Amy!
You know, actually, you know, we'll spike up your tea there.
She doesn't need anything to loosen her up.
That'll anymore. Knock your socks off, Amy. There you go.
Well, that was something.
Tell me about it. So tell me about you, Amy.
Well, my name is Amy March. I am the youngest of this crew. But I am, I would say, perhaps the most precocious.
Oh, there's a good word, precocious.
Yes. She would use that to describe herself.
Joe.
I would, because it's true, Joe. Anyway.
Now, ladies, you're all pretty.
Of course we are, Mr. Edward. But I'm also an artiste myself. I, unlike Beth, who dabbles in the music, I dabble in the visual arts. I am a drawer and a painter myself.
Oh, and so not like, yeah, that was kind of, it's just, you know.
Oh,
visual
sir,
in the sense
I don't know
of,
what you're talking about.
Well, that's good that you don't. Joe, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Josephine March, but everyone calls me Joe. I prefer it that way. Well, I write books. That's pretty much my life. My sisters are my absolute best friends, and I write books in my free time,
yeah.
And I hope to be a famous writer one day.
What do you think about this 50 Shades of Grey that was popular recently? Around these parts, anyway.
I've never...
I will lend it to you, and you'll be in 10 pages, and you will call me.
Sounds like something I would like if it's about color.
Yeah.
Well,
really
if you can consider gray a you know, color, but trust me, it's vivid.
Oh,
Meg.
I would like to talk about
Meg, what's going on in your world, my dear?
Well, I'm Margaret March, but as my friends call me Meg.
Oh, do you mind if I call you
I
Meg?
I would love
oh,
it.
So we're friends then.
We
also,
are
yeah.
friends.
Fabulous. Fabulous.
You can play our little game later with us.
Oh, very good. Very
yes. I am the eldest of this bunch and soon to be... Hopefully married.
Oh, wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you. Joe's not too excited for me, but she'll get there.
He's a wonderful man.
Yeah, where'd you meet him?
Well, you know, he's one of our dear friends. He's his tutor, so.
Our next door neighbor, his name is Lawrence. He's one of our absolute best friends, and he has a tutor, and lo and behold, he ends up somehow around my sister, Meg. And somehow they're going to...
they're a wonderful couple.
Going to start a relationship, which
some of us are more excited than others.
I can see.
You're way too young to be getting married. Way too young.
19.
You're far too young.
Now, Joe.
Now I understand that you four are fond of a little game that we will actually see in the performance about your lives called Truth or Fabrication.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, what is this game?
Well... Up in our attic, we have different bags of laundry. We have, you know, Marmy has different chores for us. So to make our chores a little bit more interesting, we have a little folding game. So
folding game.
Mm-hmm. It's very fun.
Now, do you think that might just be a ruse to get you to do the laundry?
Absolutely not. Marmy would never, ever trick us into something like that.
Never.
No, we absolutely, it's just about the game. It's so much fun. We start with bags of laundry, and whoever the
sorted.
Last... Sorted laundry.
By
that's
type.
True.
By
that's
type.
True. By type.
Very good.
But nothing too private for you to see.
And the person who folds last
piece. Trust me. So don't worry. I've seen it all.
We hope that it's nothing too inappropriate. But the person who folds the last piece has to answer a question or three questions.
Three questions.
Truthfully. Mm-hmm. And we like to see if we know if they're telling the truth or if they're telling a fib.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Much like modern truth or... dare, but without the dare.
Truth or so it's just basically truth.
Just truth.
Just truth.
We're only interested in the truth.
Well, you know what? That's a good way to be, Joe. I really do think. Now, so who among us, is a single lady?
I am.
Now let me add, you ladies strike me as very polished and proper and kind. What do you look for in a man? Beth, let's start with you.
You know, I don't know, a kind, gentle man. Yeah. I don't know.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Amy, what do you think? What's your ideal beau?
Well, I'm glad you asked me, Mr. Edward. My ideal beau is about my age, or maybe a year or two older.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want him 1 foot in the grave.
Oh, tell me about it.
Oh.
I would like a man who... would be able to provide for both himself, myself, and our family. Also, I want to be able to travel the world with him.
Just very ambitious.
That is.
She just wants everything.
May I try a little more of
absolutely.
This?
Absolutely.
Thank
listen, you.
You
go right ahead, my dear.
It was
dear.
So delicious the last time.
I think it'll help.
It's very warm.
Joe, let her loosen up.
Joe, what is your ideal date?
Well, my ideal date would be going to the park with my sisters.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I meant, you know, sort of romantically, like with a man.
I don't follow.
A man.
Joe, you understand.
I have no interest in men.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh?
Yeah, really.
Oh.
I just think men are, you know, greatest friends, but really marriage is the absolute worst possible thing that could happen to a woman in my mind.
Meg, do you agree?
No. But she always brings it up.
I see.
She does.
We're all way too young to be even thinking about marriage.
Well, let me try some things out. You know, I happen to know some eligible bachelors. What do you think of this fella right here? Would you go out on a date with this guy?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
I would. Is he of noble standing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's very well renowned. And he's into music, as I know all of you are, too.
But does he like to travel?
Oh, he does, yes. Or he used to. Well, hold on one second.
Too hairy.
For you, really?
Far, far too.
Oh. Now, this is Luciano Pavarotti. He's a very famous opera singer. But you know what? You might be better off, because I've heard he's very difficult to work for, especially now since he's dead, actually. But
that's very important.
Yeah.
There's right, more than worry. 1 foot in the grave.
Right. Now, what about this fella here? This is Mike Bazzelli, who does theater reviews for us on Berg Vivant. What do you think about
Amy, that looks like your type, actually.
Yeah?
Yes, Amy, that looks like your ideal gentleman.
Fib!
Travel the world with him.
Yes!
It sounds like he's from this place called Pittsburgh. I've never
you know,
heard of
he
Pittsburgh.
Is. He loves to go to L.A., too. You know, in fact, he was just there.
L.A.?
Los Angeles. City of the Angels, my dears.
Angels?
City of Angels? Are there dead people there?
Who are people?
Is Pavarotti there with him?
Oh, Pavarotti's
Pavarotti's in Los Angeles!
You want to talk about one foot in the grave. Most of them are, but they don't look like it, because we have a little thing called plastic surgery.
What is plastic on your body?
Well, when everything starts to go south, we just give a little nip and tuck.
Oh,
and, you know, 10 years younger, 20 even now. Yeah. Huh. All right, now I've got another one for you. This guy, this guy's quite a catch. This is Christopher Hahn, the director of Pittsburgh Opera. Now this is a guy you want to know.
I could see, you know, Joe, I've seen you go after older men before. I could see that.
But not much older. We don't want to imply anything.
Just not too much older.
I could see that.
Very dapper guy, very into music and culture. Yes.
Thank you, Joe.
And I do like his gray hair.
Beautiful accent, by the way.
Ooh, and, I really into that.
And
accents in people, but I'm still uninterested.
You will probably run into him at the opera.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, perhaps it really depends if he has any personality.
We'll keep our minds open.
If he has any personality, it depends on how he dresses, too, because...
Well, I mean, if that's any indication, I think that's very, you know, that's conservative
nice. It's a bit old for me, but perhaps for Joe.
Well, you know what? There's somebody out there for everyone, isn't it? That's what they say.
That's what they say.
So don't you worry.
There's someone out there for everyone, right here, in our family, right here.
So in this musical telling of your story, I mean, there will be a lot of singing and certainly gentlemen that sing. So what do you think of a guy that sings, a man that has musical talent?
I mean, I think a man who, you know, has different interests is definitely more interesting to me, but still not romantically. I mean, just as a friend, it's always much more interesting to hear someone sing or play piano or, you know, speak another language or write a story. I mean, I'm much more interested in someone like that as a friend, but as far as a man who sings, it still wouldn't interest me.
Yeah.
You know? No.
Ladies?
No men.
I think it's wonderful.
Yeah?
I do. I love the male voice. I think it's just fantastic.
Her tutor, the tutor of Laurie's, which is
a lovely voice, and he loves my voice.
He loves the sound of his own voice.
Well, Laurie's actually a very good musician. He composes things as well.
Oh.
Our next door neighbor.
Multi-talented.
He does.
Yeah, he's very multi-talented.
You know who I think had a nice voice was Ricardo Montalban.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know the name. It sounds ethnic, though.
We will watch Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan, and you will be as impressed as I am by his.
Khan, that sounds like one of your potboilers, Josephine.
Your potboilers.
Yes, my potboilers. I write the Khan. Is Khan a type of animal?
Now,
many, many potboilers.
You strike me as a group of sisters that get along very well.
Most of the time.
So I have to ask, who's the Marcia, and who's the Jan, and who's the Cindy Brady here?
Well, Cindy.
Cindy, because she's the youngest.
She is our little baby.
I am the youngest.
I will say most everything is about me, so I guess.
Wow, that's a pretty bold statement.
Well, all my other sisters,
she makes everything about her.
She does tend to make everything about herself.
Let me simplify.
I can't help it.
Let me simplify here. Who's the Mary, who's the Rhoda?
They're both kind of Mary. You're Mary, too.
Mary, Rhoda?
A little bit.
I don't really fit into either, really.
You're Ed Asner, the boss?
Yeah.
It's Sue Ellen was Betty White, right?
Yes.
Sue Ellen?
Yes,
I believe so. Betty White? Not quite.
Hey, she's doing good. She's the only golden girl left. Don't knock Betty White.
No, she's still kicking.
Something in those jeans there, I tell you what.
I'm my own woman. I don't fit into a woman, hear me roar.
Numbers too big to ignore.
Ooh.
Thank you.
That sounds like a great start to a story. I am woman, hear me roar.
That is a start. I will give you that.
Keep it in there.
So what are Thanksgivings like at your house?
Well, there's music, of course.
Oh, very good.
They're very festive. We always play many games. Mm-hmm. I always try and paint something for the family around that time.
We'll get together with Lori's family and his grandfather. It's pretty great.
We have a lot of food.
Mm-hmm. Lots of food.
Well,
sometimes so much that we like to share the wealth a little bit.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We have neighbors who are less fortunate than
us. Do we keep the drama to a minimum? You know, everybody's got that one, like, cousin or that one aunt that, like, you know, kind of stirs the pot a little bit.
The holidays are generally a pretty peaceful time for us.
That's good.
Yes, we enjoy the holidays.
I do too.
Aunt March even sings.
What, if you are married, you know, you would be spending those holidays with your husband. You know, so what do you think is the ideal age to get married?
Never.
Really?
I made that clear.
Yeah. No. So then, and again, who here is married?
None of us, but hopefully soon.
All right. So your ideal age to get married would be now.
Yes, as soon as possible.
19.
Yes.
Are you nervous? Are you excited?
Oh, I'm so excited.
You know what to expect?
I think so. Yep. I think so. He's just a wonderful man, and I want to have lots of babies. And
Meg is rooted in the home.
Are you going to try to change him?
He's perfect just the way he is.
Wow.
Things change, Meg.
Yeah, call us up in about a year or two, and let me know what you think.
I will gladly do that.
Uh-huh. Very good. Uh-huh. Amy, what do you think? What's the ideal age to get married, since you are the youngest of the group here?
Well, at this point, I am merely 15, but, you know, I must admit that those thoughts are starting to creep into my head, and I think that the ideal age is whenever you find your true love and your person who is wealthy and can take you all over the
who
world.
Who is wealthy?
You heard
who's
her
wealthy?
Say.
Well, you know, we all want to
think about
that.
It's not all about wealth.
It's not. Now, Beth, what would your advice be to somebody who might be looking for their soulmate but has not found it yet?
Like me.
Well, I didn't want to put too fine a point on it, but, you know, if the shoe fits.
I think you have to know yourself and be grounded in who you are and accept what your situation is. Hmm. And that's when you can finally find the person you're meant to be with.
Oh, Joe, what do you think
about
that?
Lovely. What's the question? I zoned out.
What advice would you have for somebody that perhaps has not found their soulmate yet and is looking?
Stop looking and just live your own life. Mm. That's my advice.
Very frank.
Really follow your own path.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Very good. Now,
followed your
path. Joe, you yourself are a writer. Is this
correct?
Is correct? Mm-hmm. Now, do you feel that these experiences of you and your sisters and your family would make a good story?
They would make a good story. In fact, I have written the story.
Have you?
I titled it Little Women.
Oh, now yes. How did you come up with that title?
Well, Marmy calls us her little women. And, you know, it's all about my sisters, but it's a fantastic book.
Is it a comedy? Is it a tragedy? Is it a drama? How would you sell it?
All of them rolled into one.
Wow.
It's really a page turner. I highly suggest everyone read it.
Quite a novel. Now, is it at all sensationalized of the truth, or do you think you have been very fair in depicting the events of your sisters and your family?
I've been 100% fair.
not one-sided.
Absolutely not.
Well,
never. I'm never one-sided.
Well, I think we will see, since, you know, the opera is, of course, based on this story. So we will judge. Ladies, where do you see yourselves in 5 years? Meg, let's start with you.
5 years? Well, I hope to be married and maybe with a couple of children and close to home. I'd love to be with near Marmy and father, but I think, of course, still very close with my sisters.
Very good. Joe, 5 years from now, what's your outlook? Where do you see yourself?
Well, 5 years from now, I see myself as a famous writer, living in New York City.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Do you have a high opinion of New York City?
Well, I've always heard it's this magical place where people go to make it, so, you know, that's my plan.
Now, when you say make it, let's make what exactly?
Oh, I hope to make something, you know, around $20, maybe $30 a story, or...
Well, I tell you what,
home.
In New York, you can
She's
do that.
She's very talented. She's very, very talented.
Well, we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Amy, 5 years from now, what's your vision?
I hope that within 5 years, our Aunt Cecilia, bless her heart, has a great wealth, and she's been hinting that she might take me to Europe with her so that I can study the great artists and I can learn to draw as well as they can. So I hope to become an artist in my own right.
Now, is there a particular artist that you identify with or idolize?
I would love to paint like Raphael.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Is he left-handed or right-handed? But how would you paint like
Like him. You know, it's the forms. Here, I'll show you.
Oh.
See, he has something like this, and then there's...
So this
oh,
is
yes, your... this is my own private.
Oh.
but you get the idea anymore.
A very imaginative young lady. Now, Beth, where do you... Oh, he's thirsty there, huh? It's my favorite kind of tea.
It's really
Beth, where do you see yourself in 5 years, dear?
You know, I'm a homebody. I guess I'm still writing music, and I don't really know. I haven't thought that far.
Oh, so you live in the present. What's
mm-hmm.
What? Oh. Oh, I see.
She's very strong.
So you keep living in the
very
present.
Brave.
You keep your head up. You know, so, yeah. Just keep on rolling.
Keep on
trucking.
What is a trucking?
A trucking. It's a abbreviated form of trucking. You know, which is to truck.
To truck.
Mm.
To truck. What is it?
Big rig. Yeah, it's sort of like keep on wagoning, buggying.
Oh, you know, yes!
Ooh, a horse
keep
buggy.
On galloping.
Oh,
there you go.
Now,
has anybody here ever been to Pittsburgh before?
No, can't say that we have. We don't get out of Concord much.
Have you heard of it? What have you heard of it?
Pittsburgh?
Well, you know, some people may call it that, but actually it's Pittsburgh. B-U-R-G-H, which is interesting
as
well.
That's counterintuitive. Berg.
I know, it's very unusual, but so are the people, trust me.
Interesting.
Sounds
very
interesting.
I
highly recommend
it. Write about them, Josephine.
I know, it sounds like it might be a very interesting place for to base one of my stories on.
It would. I highly recommend it. What do you like what kind of restaurants do you like? You know, maybe I can recommend something if you're ever there.
Restaurants.
Places where you would go and eat. What kind
of
types of food do you like? Yeah. It's a big food city. I mean, it's getting written up in national magazines all over the place.
We love stews.
Stews.
Bread and bread.
Marmy's
fresh homemade bread.
Mancini's bread in Pittsburgh.
With butter.
Mancini.
Oh, yeah.
Italian.
I think it was at one point, yeah.
What else?
The word is Italian.
A pierogi. Now,
pierogi.
Oh, you're gonna love this.
What is that?
A pierogi. Well, I think every culture has a dumpling. Okay,
dumpling.
Which is like a little,
yes,
a little
dumpling.
Doughy
yes.
thing
oh,
with
yes.
a little something
yeah.
in it. So a pierogi is like a. What do you know? Ravioli, the Italian little
sure.
pasta thing. So a pierogi is kind of like a big ravioli stuffed with potato and onion. And sometimes you can, you know, get a little different flavor
that
in there.
Delightful.
So
you can make it
it's
home.
Like a
Let
little, it's like a little meal in a pasta pocket. And Pittsburgh is nuts for
is
them
it
for
in
some
a
reason.
Broth, or is it just on its own?
Well, if you consider butter and onions a broth, then yes, it
yes,
is in a broth.
Indeed.
I do love onions.
Well,
you do.
I do.
I'm glad I've introduced you to the pierogi. I will have some pierogis sent over to your restaurant.
Oh,
this is courtesy of Berg Vivant and the wonderful city of Pittsburgh as a good gesture. Now, what Spice Girl are you? Scary, sporty?
She's quite sporty herself, but also
but
a little scary.
Scary Josephine.
She's a little
there's,
scary.
If I remember correctly, there is scary, sporty, baby, ginger, and posh.
That just rolled off your tongue.
But
now,
I would
well,
say
think
that
I've got
you
it written down.
Would be quite posh. This one over
yeah.
here.
Yeah. Amy's posh.
I'm posh, yeah. indeed.
Beth, our little baby. I can see that.
Yeah, but Beth's the baby. Mm-hmm. She wears pink.
Mm.
What are you? Perhaps you are ginger. I wouldn't be surprised.
I feel like there's a little red hue in my hair.
Of course.
Ginger.
And you can also be spicy when you need to be.
Oh.
She has quite a temper under there.
You know, I didn't imagine that we would get this insightful about it, but now, you know, I think what I approach as a kind of a fluff question is actually really kind of deep.
It is quite.
Yeah. Spice Girls.
What would you I could see you as rather posh in your tuxedo.
You know, I think if I had to, you know, take that online quiz, you know, that's probably what it would turn out to be.
Oh,
probably would it.
We could be posh together.
We can for Halloween. Oh, you. That's what we're gonna go as. So it's gonna be posh squared, and that'll be fabulous.
Squared.
So we are so very much looking forward to hearing your story through music with Pittsburgh Opera. Are you nervous about this? at all?
Oh, I think we're all so excited.
Very good.
We can't wait to share our story with the world.
Well, we cannot wait to see it. Any last words that you'd like our viewers to know about you or your story before we depart and I chug that martini?
Oh, goodness. You better take it before Amy gets to it.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think, actually, at this point, I think it's yours, dear.
Oh,
you,
oh,
you,
oh,
and just...
I'm going to have to carry you right out of here.
Martini.
But in closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.